Thank you for calling XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is George. I'm one of the installers in Phoenix, Arizona.
And do you have a job number for me?
Yes, I do. Okay. It is 0686C4CF, as in Frank.
And do you spell George traditionally, or is it J-O-R-G?
My name? Yeah, it's G-Y-O-R-G-Y.
Okay, got it. All right, give me just a moment to get that pulled up. C4CF. I'm going to want to take that B out of there. There we go. There, okay. All right, and can you tell me the customer's name?
Yeah, it's Sharon Vargas.
And I have the address, is 3111 East Horseshoe Drive in Chandler, Arizona, 85248. Oh.
It is correct.
Okay. And then how may I assist?
Well, this job has been closed by accident, so I already called in to get it reopened. But I just arrived at the customer's home, and a customer is under the impression, actually, she's being told by Home Depot, I'm arriving and installing three appliances. Uh-huh. And my order has only one on it.
Yeah, in the hallway. I do see that. So you can handle this a few different ways. I mean, you can have the customer call Home Depot and have them send another ticket in for a different date, or you could fill out the control form to add the missing installations and have the customer sign that. You know, of course, they still have to pay for it over the phone with Home Depot before you can proceed.
Well, she did pay. She showed me the paperwork. She did pay for it already.
Okay. So in order to have the missing installs added to this ticket, they would have to, you know, you'd have to fill out a control form. But if you give me a moment, I can see if there's another ticket in the system for this customer with the correct installs on it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. This order is reopened already or is still closed?
I mean, it's impending client reschedule. Like, they got the word from Terrell earlier that it was closed by mistake, and then Shows India updated it to PCR, emailed tech to see why installation didn't take place, even though it was shown that it was already emailed accounting to have the order updated to pending client reschedule, emailed tech. Like, looks like Home Office just completely missed that message from Terrell, for one. Give me just a moment to see if I can locate the other installs, and then I'll get a better worded email over to Last Mile Depot to let them know that the installation is actually taking place. All right, and 050. I'm going to actually pull out the dates a little bit more. 31, 2025. The code is 85248. Excuse me. Just waiting for that to pull up these results here.
Sure.
And while I'm doing that, I'll go ahead and get that email started. Could it take any longer? All right. And then, sorry, I'm also adding the leads on here as well. I'm sorry, I'm working out of my bedroom, so everything's in a folder.
Oh, wow. Are you guys working from home too?
We're starting to transition back into the office next week. I'm not particularly happy about that, but
I know.
I just don't trust it. Right. And okay, finally that's loaded. Vargas, Control F, Vargas. Aha, so I found another ticket.
Oh, it is.
It might be for the measure, though. Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was for the measure. And then, any more? No, yes. Hold on, there's another one. Yeah, it just didn't get scheduled, but there is another one with the built-in electric wall oven. I still don't see another ticket, though, for an
And
appliance aside from
microwave.
that. Nothing for a microwave for Miss
Okay.
Vargas here.
There's any way you can assign that oven for me?
I don't have the ability to do that, but I can definitely include that in this email to home office. And give me just a moment. I want to see
Sure,
if
I just gonna do that for her because she's went through hoops, so.
I understand. Bear with me just a second. Just make sure that you at least have the control form filled out for the microwave.
Definitely.
And then she'll need to, I mean, if you have the receipt for her payment, I would just suggest calling Home Depot with that control form and just confirming everything.
Okay. So you're talking about the form with the additional charges form
It's a
as the
change
form?
order form.
I don't even have that.
Okay. I'm going to
Oh, I
basically
got
ask.
it. Yes, I have it. Never
Okay,
mind. I
okay.
have it.
Bear with me just a moment. Copy. Gotta get both orders on here. Sharon Vargas, 1 order closed out on accident. Second order was not scheduled. And third install missing completely. Please assist ASAP. Okay, good afternoon. George called in for several reasons. The first is that the order scheduled today for the gas range was closed out on accident and needs to be reopened as he is currently with the customer and providing the install. The second, okay, secondly, the customer has a total of 3 appliances being installed. The built-in wall oven is on ticket number. So I can give you the job number if you want it for your records for the one that I'm asking them to.
Sure.
It's 0686, C like Charlie. Hold on. I'm giving you the one you just gave me. Sorry, it's 0686,
Okay.
C like Charlie 4, C like Charlie A.
It's always the same thing except an A.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, there's nothing else for Vargas in her area aside from the measure ticket, and then the oven and the range. So get
And
back to that
let me
email.
ask you a question really quick. On the change order form, I'm just gonna put it in like I don't put no amount in it, so I'm not gonna charge anyone customer. Let's just put it like a
If she's
on the
already paid for
dispute,
it
or
with Home Depot,
she did.
then you should be good. It's like the situation is if she, say, you showed up there and then, she had that extra appliance and hadn't paid for the install, the different way that it would be handled is that you'd fill out that control form and then she would call Home Depot and pay for the install over the phone.
Yes, and then in this case, what I do?
I mean, I would definitely confirm with Home Depot that it's been paid for. So if you don't mind while I'm getting
I
this
see the
typed up,
receipt. She
I
showed me a
can,
receipt.
right, but you don't know if something's gone back and been refunded, stuff like that. So
Oh, gotcha.
let me reach out to that store and see to their COS and just confirm that the customer's purchased all three installs. And I'll get that
Okay.
email finished up while I'm doing that.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. I'll be right back with you.